Okay, so I was going to end the episode right there because we're having just so much issues here for some reason. Anyone's guess, like, once again. But these days, we can't end the episode without, checking the charts, okay? So hang tight. I've managed to move to a different location. Let's see if we can get this thing done. But one other thing before we check the charts here. One more thing about the that whole new gesture or signal, that sucking signal. If it means that you're, like I said, if you're still pouting about not figuring out, unable to figure out whether or not you are a poopobot or not, or whether you practice some form of poopobotism, if that's what it means, like I said, you still have to add signals, okay? You still have to add signals. I'm seeing an awful lot of people sucking straws while they're in the car, by the way. Okay. And so if you're telling me that, you know, that my examples of what is or isn't poopobotism, or who isn't a poopobot, if my examples are terrible and they suck, if that's what you mean, I still want to see you add some signals. Like, I want to see you maybe pout or something. Like, maybe, you know, maybe pound the dashboard a couple times after you suck on that straw or something like that. I don't know, but don't do it while you're driving. You don't want to cause any accidents, okay? There's enough traffic these days, intentional or unintentional. So maybe pull over to the side and pout or something like that. But you have to add signals, okay? You can't just suck on a straw and assume, like I said, that my radar is gonna catch it, because sucking on a straw can mean a variety of things, okay? So go ahead and pout. You can pull over and just pout, okay? Hang on one second.